And there are three things to do that separate leaders from, say, producers, and to some degree from managers. Because managers, remember, manage things, processes. But if the highest component of their management deals with people, we could call that leadership. They're involved in these three things. First, pathfinding. The creation of an exciting vision. The creation of something that hopefully will have meaning to others. Second, empowerment. The kind of thing we're talking about here, so that people know how to fish, so that people are relatively independent, or they become part of interdependent self-management teams, but they empower, see? Third, team building. And team building in the large sense, not just the small sense of four people, but the team with this department that you interface with by the development of some kind of win-win performance agreement. The team between you and the supplying organization outside in the stream. The team between your relationship with each of the associates or employees inside your work group, see? And also team in the large sense, the entire culture of the organization, so that you have a critical mass that surrounds mores and norms based upon principles that everyone has bought into. Now, if you take those three critical activities, pathfinding, empowerment, and team building, you find in the center there's a great overlapping, because to do one well overlaps into the others. The path that is found is a path that other people relate to and helped in the development. And in the process of doing that, the team or the culture is coalescing around that vision. That also immediately affects these win-win performance agreements, these partnership agreements, with all stakeholders, so that the criteria that come from this vision, this pathfinding, this strategic business plan, and the norms that come from the culture, from the team, have created the trust which allows the empowerment process to take place. It is an open process of communication. And the performance agreement reflects both of those other realities. I suggest that the composite of those three activities represents leadership. Now, many people may have also the job of management in addition to that, where they need to manage things and certain systems and processes and procedures to help facilitate. This is not to deprecate the value of management, but it is to exalt first the value of leadership, because that decides the direction you're going in, the wall up against your leaning this ladder of efficiency. In fact, efficiency could become one of the highest values inside the organization. Why? Because the bottom line is a clear economic part of that mission statement, and everyone buys into efficiency. When you go back today, aren't you glad we have traffic rules and regulations? It's an efficient way to handle traffic, and we all buy into it. When you go into the airport, aren't you glad that there is some surveillance? You're sad that we have to have it, but with the reality as it is, aren't you glad we have it? It's efficient, see? So you buy into efficiency, but if you don't have a common consensus around efficiency, then you better work on effectiveness in order to produce it. In other words, you better take the time and go through the natural processes of patience, persistence, building the emotional bank account, expanding your small circle of influence, do whatever's necessary before you can get other people, see, to say, yes, that is the best and efficient way to get something accomplished.